Good morning to my Vice Chair, Senator Mimi Walters, who's here on time as usual. We're looking for members. Our author is here. Ms. Walters, if it's okay with you, why don't we start as a subcommittee?
Sure, absolutely.
Assemblymember Monning, come on up and tell us what your bill's about. As soon as we have a quorum, we'll call the roll and formally begin. Members of Senate Committee on Appropriations, if you could report to 3191 as soon as possible, we're beginning the hearing. Welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. I'm here this morning to present AB 113. I want to thank you for the expedited hearing and urgency afforded to this bill. As you know, AB 113 is the second bill in a package of bills that have been negotiated between the administration and the hospital industry to provide fiscal relief to the state and stability to the safety net and critical needs hospitals, as well as an opportunity for an extension of seismic safety standards. AB 113 is particularly significant to me because it will allow district hospitals, such as the Salinas Valley Memorial Hospital, which serves my district, an opportunity to use local revenues to bring in up to $33 million in additional federal funds. AB 113 does this by establishing what is known as an intergovernmental transfer, or IGT program, that allows the local hospital district to transfer funds to the state through the Medi-Cal program and double it by receiving matching federal funds. The total package is estimated to increase the savings to the general fund by a minimum of $50 million in the current budget year and over $300 million in the 2011-12 budget year. This bill brings in up to $30 million per year for district hospitals with 9% retained by the state for administrative costs and general fund relief in the Medi-Cal program. Thank you, Madam Chair. There's some witnesses here to testify in support.
Thank you, Mr. Monning. We'll go to your witnesses. Once again, members of the Senate Appropriations Committee, if you could please report to 3191. Good morning, Senator Price. Good morning, Senator Emerson. We still need a few more. If members could please report to 3191. Mr. Monning, where are we starting? You, ma'am, go right ahead. Tell
us your
name.
Good morning, Chair and members of the committee. My name is Ann McLeod, Senior Vice President for Health Policy for the California Hospital Association, and CHA is the sponsor of AB 113. As Mr. Monning indicated, AB 113 is part of an important package that creates the ability of California's non-designated or district-type hospitals to maximize Medi-Cal funding through the use of IGTs. AB 113 is linked to SB 90, authored by Senator Steinberg, and also sponsored by CHA. The two-bill package also includes a six-month extension of the very successful hospital fee program that just concluded and brought in $2.6 billion in new federal funding to California's hospitals, as well as providing $560 million to the state of California for children's coverage. The two-bill package also includes a comprehensive budget solution for hospitals and the state of California that achieves hundreds of millions of dollars in general fund savings for the state while ensuring that the maximum amount of funding is available for hospitals to provide the medically necessary care to patients that have been subject to the loss of job-based coverage because of the high unemployment rates in California. On behalf of more than 400 hospitals and health systems in California, we respectfully request your support on AB 113.
Thank you very much. Additional testimony in favor? Additional testimony in favor? Seeing none, is there opposition? Any opposition testimony? Then we'll hear from finance.
Madam Chair, good morning, members of the committee. Miriam Ingenito with the Department of Finance. This bill would appropriate $1.5 billion from the Hospital Quality Assurance Revenue Fund and $1.5 billion from the Federal Trust Fund to the Department of Healthcare Services to make supplemental payments to private hospitals under SB 90, which this bill is contingent upon. Under the IGT in the bill, the public entities would transfer an estimated $30.7 million to the state, which would then be matched by $33.2 million in federal funds and returned to the hospitals through the supplemental payments. Additionally, AB 113 would result in the state retaining 9.1% of each transfer, which would generate approximately $3 million in 2010-11 and $6 million in 11-12 in additional funds that can be used to offset general fund expenditures in Medi-Cal. The Department of Finance is in support of this measure.
Thank you, Ms. Ingenito. Any other comments, members? We have a quorum now? Excellent. Thank you, Ms. Alquist. You are lucky number. Then we'll call the roll, please.
Kehoe?
Here.
Kehoe here. Walters?
Here.
Walters here. Alquist?
Here.
Alquist here. Emerson?
Here.
Emerson here. Liu? Pavley? Price?
Here.
Price here. Runner? Steinberg.
We have a quorum. Members, we've had the committee presentation by Mr. Monning. This is an important bill. It's brought hundreds of millions of dollars, as we heard in testimony, into California. It is in part federal money that we can't afford to ignore now, especially. And there is an urgency here because the California dollars have to go to our hospitals by June 30th to secure the enhanced FMAP funding. So we are going to, thank you, Mr. Emerson, we're going to hopefully move it out of committee and straight to the floor this morning or to wherever it goes next.
Floor.
Okay. I'm glad somebody knows. We have a motion by Mr. Emerson. Any other comments or from membership? Then we'll call the roll, please.
Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Walters?
Aye.
Walters, aye. Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Emerson?
Aye.
Emerson, aye. Liu? Pavley? Price?
Aye.
Price, aye. Runner? Steinberg.
That is 5-0. I'll stay here a few minutes to see if members come in, but there's sufficient votes to pass the bill, so we'll take it to the floor momentarily.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank
you, members.
Mr. Monning.
I appreciate your moving this quickly, and good luck on the floor. We'll look forward to it coming back on our side. Thank you.
I'll open the roll. Will you call the absent members? This is on AB 113. The vote is 5-0.
Liu? Pavley?
Aye.
Pavley, aye. Runner? Steinberg.
The vote is 6-aye, and I'll still keep it open for a few more minutes. Will be clearer next time. This is AB 113, members, by Mr. Monning on hospitals and Medi-Cal funding. The vote currently is 6-0, and we'll open the roll for absent members.
Liu? Runner?
Aye.
Runner, aye. Steinberg?
All righty. We will close the roll then. Thank you, Senator Runner. That concludes our file. Meeting is adjourned.